Okay, so the question is, So we explained Rabbi Yitzchak. We explained to Rabbi Yitzchak that the that Rabbi Yitzchak's question is based on the same point that we brought up in with regard to Sefer Kehelis. That even though Sefer Kehelis is extremely important knowledge, it's Chachma Shlomo, and it was and it's introduced into Ksuvim. But the not everything that's important knowledge, not everything that's important knowledge that's important to us, was conveyed through Nevuah. Okay, Nevuah is a very special process, and that's why the Rambam mentions it in the Yesodei Hadas, and in the Yesodei Hadas, and only certain things are only certain things come under Nevuah. And Rabbi Yitzchak's question was that Nevuah, there are many, that's what the Ramban, is a cryptic Ramban, but I think the Ramban really answers all the questions. But the, what the Ramban is saying, to understand the Ramban, we said you have to make recourse to the principle we established last week, namely, that the Rabbi Yitzchak's question is, why is this part of, we have access to certain Chochma, the Chachmas HaTorah, namely the Chachmas HaTorah, we have access to it because of the process of Nevuah. And the ultimate process of Nevuah was Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. And Torah is only through that level of Nevuah. But it's only information that is fit to be conveyed through that specific process. And these are metaphysical phenomena. So Rabbi Yitzchak's question was, why is it that the Torah begins with Bereishis? His question was, and that's what the Ramban is explaining, really, that even though this is important information, it's not necessarily information that should be conveyed through Nevuas HaTorah, through Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. That was his question. Now the answer is that Koach Masav Higid La'amo Loses Lem Nachlas Goyim, which means to say that the reason why, it's explaining the reason why we are heirs to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is a component of Torah, and the reason why we are heirs to that is because of the fact that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced us, gave us knowledge of Maisa Bereishis. That Maisa Bereishis is really the metaphysical backdrop, and the whole metaphysics of Klal Yisrael is tied to Maisa Bereishis, and our tie, a link to Maisa Bereishis, makes us a metaphysical nation, and because we're a metaphysical nation, that's why we're zocha to Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's not it wouldn't be enough to say because that would be enough. Say, okay, so he created the universe and therefore he gave us Eretz Yisrael. That would be enough. But that is not enough because it still doesn't explain why. So still, okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants, but it has to be a situation. So the justice is based the justice is based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us access to Maisa Bereishis, and once you have access to Maisa Bereishis, then you become a different kind of existence, and because you are an existence of that type, that's why you have a right to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael, and that's why we have a right to Eretz Yisrael. It's a different kind of it's God's justice, but it explains the basis for the justice. Yes?
I'm not sure if this has anything to do with it, but I always was bothered by the fact that Adam and Chava are supposed to be buried in the Maras Masela.
Right.
Along with the elves. Like, what's the purpose of having them buried along?
I mean, that could be the reason. That's good. It's a good point. So the question Hanef's asking is, okay, so that explains the Maisa Bereishis, but what do you do with all the Sipurei Rashis, all the different the accounts of Dora Mabel, Dora Flugger, and Avram Avinu and the Avos. But the answer I think Rabbi Yitzchak is giving, and Ramban is saying the same thing. Really, basically, it's a pasuk. Now, let's take for instance the Mabel. Okay, what is really the what does the Mabel teach us? What does the Mabel teach us? I mean, what's the main idea of the Mabel? What's the main idea of the Mabel? So the main idea, I mean, for us, the main idea of the Mabel for us is really expressed in the Pasuk in Tehillim. What does the Pasuk in Tehillim say? You know which Pasuk I'm referring to? Pasuk in Tehillim. Ad Hashem la Mabel Yashav Vayeshav Ad Hashem Melech Li'alo. So the Mabel is really, the whole story of the Mabel is really a manifestation of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem la Mabul Yosha Vayeshiv Hashem Melech Le'olam. What is it? Why does the Mabul show Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because the Mabul shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that these people, the way they lived, they didn't have a right to exist, and therefore they were destroyed, and therefore the generations began again from there. Hashem la Mabul Yosha Vayeshiv Hashem Melech Le'olam. So what is the Mabul? What does the Mabul teach you? At Hashem la Mabul Yoshev Vayeshev At Hashem Melech Li'olam. What is the idea of Vayeshev At Hashem Melech Li'olam? What is Melech? What is Malchius? Malchius and Mishpat are synonymous. That's Malchius is Mishpat. Kem Mishpat Lelekimu. So the Mabul really is the purpose of the Mabul is to manifest Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Ramban is really saying. That the same thing with Dor HaFlogo, and the same thing with Avram Avinu. What's Avram Avinu? The Bris Bein Absorim, Eretz Yisrael, and the stories with the accounts with Esav. And you have the accounts again in Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim really repeats the you got a chumash. Give me a chumash. About a chumash. The other chumash. Okay, nice. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats it again. It's the same idea. And the Ramban quotes his Tzuchim. Because, you see, Kasher also levnei Esav ayoshvim b'seir, asher hishmir esachor mitneihem, vayiroshim vayeshvu sachtam arei yom hazeh. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu secured for Esav his Yerusha. Okay? Va'avim ayoshvim v'chatzer mad azo, kaftor mayotzu mikaftor, hishmidum vayeshvu sachtam. What is the purpose of all these accounts? To show you Mishpat Hashem. Mishpat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpat determines which lands people inhabit, which lands they have the right to inhabit. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak really answers. Rabbi Yitzchak answers, his answer is that there are two things. He only discusses the first one, because that's the reasoning behind it. In other words, and that's really the pasuk. Koach Masov Higid La'amo Lose Slohem Nachlas Goyim. What is Koach Masov? Koach Masov is Maisa Bereshis. So the Maisa Bereshis is the reason for God's justice vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael. But the accounts that follow, the Mabul and the Flogger and the Bris Avron, the Bris Ben Absorim, and all these accounts, there's one thread that goes through all these accounts, which is what? Mishpat Hashem. Mishpat Hashem. And what is Mishpat Hashem based on? It's based on the Mishpat Hashem is determined by the metaphysical level of the individuals and the nations that inhabit the earth. And that's why Esav also had a certain kind of had a Yerusha. I mean, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him insofar as his Yerusha is concerned. So he also had certain rights. But the ultimate rights were given to Klal Yisrael. Why? Because they have a very unique kind of a very unique kind of a position in the world. And what is that position? Koach Masov Higid La'amo. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared with them the knowledge of Bereishis. That's really, that's Rabbi Yitzchak's answer. So that's why, because of that, Sefer Bereishis became a information that qualifies for Nevuah. That's basically Rabbi Yitzchak's answer. But this premise is an important premise, of course. It's a premise that really that takes in a lot of areas. The premise is that information that we have access to through Chamisha Chumash Torah is only because of the Yesod. The Yesod of Nevoah is only because of the Yesod of Nevoah, and many things result from that. For instance, the way the Torah was written. For instance, the way the Torah is written, like certain things are like Chazal say that. The Torah is Dibur Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam. Okay, yeah, the Torah was written in a certain way, and it's written in a way which could be misleading. It could be very misleading, because for instance, if a person will simply take psukim in the Torah literally, you'll become an apikaris. Okay, the Sachas Raglov Tamasei Livnas Asapir. So, and many psukim in the Torah, and the Rambam already discussed this in the beginning of the Mora, many psukim in the Torah, taken literally, will lead a person to the wrong idea of God, and basically, if he has the wrong idea of God, he's a kafir, okay? But the reason why, and that's why the Rambam says that the Torah itself is the greatest work, but it presupposes a certain kind of knowledge. And the Ibn Ezra says, Ibn Ezra says in the Aseres HaDibros that the Torah was given to Chachamim. So the Torah presupposes a certain kind of a knowledge. That's why you have the well-known Ravid in the Rambam, where the Rambam says that if a person has the mistaken notion that God is physical in any way, he's a kofan. And the Ravid comes in to defend many people who are big Balei Halacha, he says. And he says, in his opinion, he holds they're even greater than the Rambam and Halacha. Nevertheless, they had these mistaken notions. So he says, why do they have these mistaken notions? So the Ravid says, because of the, he says, Lefi Masha Rob Mikros, because of what they saw in certain psukim. The Yosem in Masha Rob Divrei Agoros and Mishab Shosas Adeos, and more about what they saw in certain Agoros that destroy a person's amuna. If they're taking a little, it's a paragimeluchas shuva halacha zayin. You see? See, where Ram says, Vomash yeshem ribonechad avahu bal gufa shehu gufa bal tmuna. You see? So the Ravid says, Vama amavram, Vama kars a little lazamin, the kamik don't tell me menu, halfu bzo machshava, lafima shiro bin the cross. So the Ravid says. So the fact is because they took the psukim of Torah, pshuton kamashman, and they took them literally. And if you take the psukim of Torah literally, so it's machlekes whether the Ravid holds that it's you can't say ein lechagum mabah because it's a mistake. They're not really. It's not that they want to believe that they believe what the Torah says is true, but they think this is what the Torah is saying. So their underlying commitment is really to what the Torah says, but they're making a mistake in the detail, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Rambam disagrees. Rambam says, if you have that idea, no matter what the reason is. But the question is, it's a metaphysical question, Machlok is the Rambam and the Rambam. But everybody agrees. I mean, you see, the Rambam himself says, and the Rambam, of course, goes without saying, that's the whole beginning of the Mor Nevuchim. was to show that these psukim cannot be taken pshutan kamashma. But why were they given that way? So Chazal say dibur Torah kolashim bnei adam. Yeah, but dibur Torah kolashim, you have to understand what it means. What it means, the underlying idea is because these things are divrei nevuah. This is the reason why it's written that way, is because this is nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, and the nevuah dictated that it be written exactly this way. There are reasons why it's written that way. Yeah, of course, there was another question that it means it's not pshutik mashma. But why is it written that way? That's divrei nevuah, because the nevuah demanded that it's written that way. And the Rambam tries to show, the Rambam shows the Mora is that it's not haphazardly Mishalom, but the Mishalom have to follow a certain pattern, which if a person has intelligence and chokhmah will be able to see that it's a mashal. But why was it written that way? Many people were misled, and what could be more important than not misleading people? But the answer is, like the Rambam says, like Ibn Ezra says, the Torah demands, presupposes a certain level of knowledge, and the nevuah, the nevuah dictated that the information be conveyed exactly like this for certain metaphysical reasons. There are going to be individuals that aren't zocha to the true understanding of it. We can't help that. See, just that's something which a human being cannot know the answer to. I mean, of course, great chachamim can see deeply why these mishalim were written. Every mashal is chachma, and there's a reason for it. But it's not. You cannot approach the Torah with a naive idea that it's just written in a way that's beneficial for you. That's not the case, because this is a metaphysical phenomenon in Nevuah, and Nevuah had to be written exactly this way. And why it is that way, we can't know. So this yesod that the Torah itself is knowledge, but not all knowledge is fit for Nevuah. You say there's important knowledge, psychological knowledge. Various knowledge in physics, knowledge in medicine, knowledge in biology, but that's not information that's deserving of nevuah. It's not something which is transmitted through the metaphysical process of nevuah. That's really that yisod, and that's really what Rabbi Yitzchak was saying. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's question, and that's really his answer. His answer is why it was included under this frame, and what is the consistency and why it's included under this frame of knowledge. You see, and the answer is two things. The answer is Mishpat Hashem, but Rabbi Yitzchak, you see, emphasizes Maisa Bereishis. And it sounds like when you learn Rabbi Yitzchak, he forgot about all the things that occurred in between. You see, okay, so he answered the first parasha, but what do you do with all the things that occurred in between until the first mitzvah? No, but the answer is, the reason why he doesn't mention it is because he's just interested in conveying one idea, namely that koach masav higid la'amo, that maisa bereishis is the metaphysical information which gives us the schus and which raises us to the level, you see, of the Am HaNivchar, and once we're on that metaphysical level, then we deserve Eretz Yisrael. And if we're not on that level, then we don't deserve it. That's really Kol HaTorah Kula. But Rabbi Yitzchak really established the whole framework of the Nevuas Chamisha, Nevuas HaTorah. That's really the answer. And if you look at the Ramban carefully, he says it. But like I said, it's a very cryptic Ramban. But he basically says it, where he says... Yeah, where he says, it shouldn't be in the Nevuas HaTorah, because it's really only for Yechidim. But then he goes, V'nasar Bishra Tam Lazek, Ki Yischila Torah Bebreishis Bar Lakim, V'sipra Kolin HaYetzira, Ad Briyas Odom. And then he goes through with the Dar Mabol, Dar Flogah, And then he says, but there's one, then there's one statement there which really summarizes all, where he says, "Im kein royu kasha yosva goy lachto she ye oved nim komo v'yovoy goy achal aresh saska ki chenu mishpato lekim ba'oretz me'olam." Okay, so it boils down to two elements: the koach mas of higid la'amo, which is the right because of the metaphysical knowledge, and the knowledge of Maisa Bereshis, and then the rest is Mishpat Olakim. Mishpat Olakim follows from that. But Mishpat Olakim hinges on the special activity of Klal Yisrael, those people who have access to Maisa Bereshis. But Maisa Bereshis is really everything. Everything is that's what are we celebrating in Shabbos? Shabbos celebrate Maisa Bereshis. That's the celebration. Yeah.
I'm maybe relating back to last week's story, I didn't hear. But when you say knowing knowledge of Maisa Bereshis, it's even more than just the scripture over there in the Torah.
That's correct.
You're referring to
that's correct. That's exactly what I said. That's what I said last week. That's why the question is, look, you see the Ramban? Ramban asks, why do you have to have all this lengthy Yom Rishon, Yom Hasheni, all these things which even the greatest Chacham only knows Tipa Shebayam. Yeah. But the answer is, because it really wants to show you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared this knowledge with Klal Yisrael. And he introduced Klal Yisrael, gave them access to Maisa Bereshis. And because of that, the Mishpat Olakim is that we have Eretz Yisrael.
So you're saying that when you give it, how did they give access? Was there a system of studying physics and metaphysics?
Where we I'm going to explain it a little more. I'll get to that in a minute. But you see, this idea of Maisa Bereshis that Rabbi Yitzchak mentions is not an isolated idea. It's really found in the Nevi'im, all through the Nevi'im. I mean, all through the Nevi'im. For instance, you see, yesterday's Haftarah begins with Loma Sama Yaakov Sadaba Yisrael. Nistra Dakimet Hashem Ume Elekai Mishpati Yavo. So the question is that where do you see God's justice? That's the question the Navi addresses. That Klal Yisrael says that Nistra Dakimet Hashem Ume Elekai Mishpati Yavo. There's no justice, and you see that Klal Yisrael is in a state of pain and a state of deprivation, and we don't have what we need, and that's the kasha. Where's Mishpat Olakim? But the Navi answers, Alo yadata emlo shamata lekei oila marashem borek tzosa oretz lo yiyaf lo yiga ein chek el esvenosa. And the pasuk before Lama Sama Yaakov, which is another haftarah, which says Se'um moram u'einechem u'ru'u mivora eila hamotzi b'mispar tzvom l'chulam b'shein yikro merov onim v'amitz koach ish lo neda. And if you look at the Radak, beautiful Radak, where the Radak goes through the lengthy Radak, which is worthwhile for everyone to go through, where he says, but it's open to Navi, he expands on it. Se'um moram u'einechem u'ru'u mivora eila. It means that where is our whole Yesod HaAmunah? Our whole metaphysical essence stems from Maisa Bereshis. What does it mean, Sumar Enechemu Mibara Eila? So the Navi says that the whole relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from knowledge of the creation. Sumar Enechemu Mibara Eila. And the Radak says that's why a person has to know Chachmas Olakim, and he has to study and understand Maisa Bereshis, and that's why he says that's the place that a person gains his whole Yesod of Ha'amunah. And I can't go through, I want to go through the whole Radak over here. It says V'chol zeh chayev odnum lumod misifrei hachochmos u'lohovin b'daito b'nivroim bein b'nivroim malo bein b'nivroim mato u'mehem yakir habore v'hinei hanovi hizye b'nei odnum bozeh. Another pasuk. Okay, so it means a person has no interest in the knowledge of the universe, so it means he turns away from God. V'omru, minayin shem mitzvah l'adam l'chashev v'tkufas mazolais. Shenem ha'shmatam v'asisam, hi chochmaschem v'vinaschem l'einei ha'amin. Ezui chochmo vino she'in hi le'inei ha'amim, zeu chishev tkufas ma'zolais, means knowledge of the universe. V'amru azal, kala yedei l'chashev b'tkufas ma'zolais ma'inei l'chashev, osu l'sapar menu, you're not allowed to talk about him. He's almost like he's a mukhram. So, I mean, it's open, it's an open pasuk in the Navi. I mean, not only here, it took him all over the Navi. Hashemayim esapim kvod kele masiyada magad arkiya. I mean, all straight through Tehillim and the Nevi'im. This is what Rabbi Yitzchak said, that the metaphysical knowledge is really everything is because of Maisa Bereshis. Chokhmas Hashem in Maisa Bereshis. Yeah. The thing I want to mention about that, about the Maisa Bereshis, is, I mean, first of all, I want to answer a well-known contradiction in the Rambam on the subject of Maisa Bereshis. We can't go in the difficulty is that it's in Maisa. What exactly is Maisa Bereshis? I mean, we can't go into Maisa Bereshis. You know, now Darshan Maisa Bereshis. But what exactly is the subject matter of Maisa Bereshis? What is it, Maisa? What does it mean, Maisa Bereshis? Does it mean to study physics? Astronomy? I mean, certainly it would seem that this is a part of it. But what I want to show is that Maisa Bereshis is something which is not an easy subject matter to find. Okay? It's not a... What exactly is meant by Maisa Bereshis? And I'd like to explain a little bit what it is. Okay. But first of all, I want to take a well-known steer in the Rambam. Okay? There are two Rambams. One Rambam is in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and one Rambam is in the Yad. They're well-known Rambams. And everyone raised the question of a steer, you see. The Mitzvah Gimel, for instance. Mitzvah Seh Gimel. So the Rambam says, He shetzivonu ba'avosa yisala. Okay, that we should love God. What exactly does it mean? It says, V'zeshen nachshov v'nisbonein b'mitzvosov u'ma'amorov u'pu'ulosov ad shenasigehu, that we should use our chochmah, dedicate ourselves to the study and the knowledge of God's mitzvahs and his ma'amorov, and besides mitzvahs, the Torah has many things which are ma'amorei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but don't come under the heading of mitzvahs. Doesn't mean that they're less significant. Okay, they're ideas, fundamental principles, yesodos, derech Hashem, ma'amorov u'pu'ulosov. Pu'ulosov means is ma'isim. Okay. And when we understand them insofar as we can, so we arrive at a state of mind, a psychological hana, psychological satisfaction. This is the ava. Okay. So he says, V'loshin sefri, l'fi shenema v'avta asar Hashem alekecha. The pasuk says you should love God your God. Eini yedeya keitzad oyeves hamakom. Talmud loma v'hoyu advor ma'il ha'shenech mitzav chayom al v'vecha. Shemitoch ato makir es misho ama v'hoyu olam. Okay, Rashi says it on the pasuk. Rashi quotes the sefri. So it's basically as fundamental as the first parsha in Krishna. I mean, it's not a remote thing. You say it every day, twice a day. Okay, v'afta Hashem lekecha. But then, right afterwards, v'ayu advar ma'ila shnechem tzavchayim alavecha. It's not just coincidental, but it's telling you the method. So the method is v'ayu advar ma'ila shnechem tzavchayim alavecha. By the way, it doesn't mean, and the pasuk elaborates. B'shivtcha v'secho v'lechtcha v'derech v'shochcha v'kumecho. I mean, a plain shot in the pasuk. It means a constant preoccupation. Okay, and that the Rambam explains in the Hilchas Tshuva. It means to say, because he says you can't really have Avas Hashem unless it's Kshur B'libo Tomid. And that's what the Pasuk says. V'ayu Advar Me'ila is the subject matter, but then the way you should be involved in the subject matter is on a constant basis. B'shivtcha v'secho v'lechtcha v'derech v'shochbucha v'kumecho constantly preoccupied. You have a moment and you're walking with your friend. What should you be discussing? The mitzvah. That's the derech of Avas Hashem. But the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos doesn't say anything, not too much. He just has one word there, pulosav. Pulosav means the mice of Bereshis. But essentially, he says mitzvahs. Okay? So from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, you conclude that how do you attain Avas Hashem? Through learning Bava Kama. Okay? Through learning Bava Metzia. Through learning Kiddushin. Through learning the Shabbos. Through learning Mitzvah Hashem. Okay? Yeah. But the Rambam in the Yad seemed to take a turn in a different direction. Because the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah says like this. He says, V'heyachi aderech la'avoso v'yiraso, b'shor she'yizboneinu odom b'ma'asov, uvruav hanefloim, hagedolim, v'yira mehen chochmoso she'in lo erech v'lo keitz, miyad hu oev u'meshabeach u'mefoer u'mesavet taiva gedol aleida Hashem agadol. Okay? So there's one discrepancy. Over here, the Rambam doesn't mention mitzvahs. Doesn't mention mitzvahs. Yeah. But it's not just a discrepancy. If you look carefully, you'll see it's not just a discrepancy in the Rambam. But really, where is the source of the Rambam? It's the same source as Rashi quotes. As Rashi quotes in Dvarim. The same exact source. Yeah, Rashi says. Voyu at Dvarim, so Rashi says, Mahu ha'ava, v'hoyu advar ma'ela, shemitochata makir ba'kadosh baruch hu mizdabek bidrachov. Okay, that's Rashi. But the Sifri that Rashi is quoting from, and the Rambam's quoting from, is a strange Sifri, because what does the Sifri say? The Sifri itself is in contradiction, so to speak, because the Sifri says v'hoyu advar ma'ela, which is a reference to what? To mitzvahs ha'kadosh baruch hu. But what is? How does the Sifri conclude? Shemitoch kach atam makir, the lashon haSifri, the misha omar v'hoya ha'olam. Okay, I mean you see our whole everything we have revolves around the misha omar v'hoya ha'olam. I mean we can't. What does Navi say? The Navi says when he asked the question of where's God's justice, Halo yadatem lo shamato alakei olam arashem borek tos haaretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is identified always with the borei olam, borech shama v'hoya olam. Okay, the whole borech shama, the everything. I mean yotzer v'orecha mea laws alone abrachim tumah chesh koyim to maserachis. Okay. So my separation, I mean, you see in the brachas. So the question is, how did the Sifri made a transition? It seems he started off with v'hoyu advar ma'ela, which are the mitzvahs, and he concludes shemitoch atam makir b'misha omar v'hoyu olam. So it's not just the Rambam that's difficult. You see the two Rambams, but the Sifri itself demands an interpretation, because the Sifri begins with the v'hoyu advar ma'ela shenachem b'saf chayam al avavecha, which is mitzvos, but it concludes with what? With mitoch kach atam makir b'misha omar v'hoyu olam. The question is, how am I makir b'misha omar v'hoyu olam if I learn bava kama? I mean, how do you make that transition? But I think the answer is very straightforward. The answer is that we're talking about two things over here. See, one thing that we're talking about is what exactly is the psychological phenomenon of Avas Hashem. Because Avas Hashem has to be tied to some kind of a mental state that draws upon the emotions of man. You see? What is the nature of that experience of Avas Hashem? That's one question, you see. And that's what the Rambam really answers in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Where the Rambam says, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, the Lashon HaRambam is, he says, v'nene basagoso betachlis hanah. That when we involve ourselves, when we immerse ourselves in this knowledge, we come to a state of mind where we have tachlis hanah. So tachlis hanah is the psychological state. It means a very enjoyable state, a state where there's tremendous enjoyment. Tachlis hanah. So the tachlis hanah is the psychological state. You see. That is what Vahafta Eser Hashem Alekecha, the mitzvah of Ava, in terms of the experience, the emotional inner experience, is the Tachlis HaHanah. And that's what the Rambam mentions in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. However, that's only one aspect of Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem has to be defined in two ways. It has to be defined in terms of what the experience is like and what the feeling of Avas Hashem is, and that's the Tachlis HaHanah of Chochmas Hashem. And that's attained through mitzvahs. If a person studies Torah, he has that experience of the tachlis hanah. Okay, anyone that ever learned, experienced what it's like to learn the sugya well and to understand the sugya, it's tachlis hanah. That experience is the experience of Avas Hashem. But Avas Hashem demands also that an individual be tied to is drawn to a certain kind of knowledge. You see. It's not enough for the person to just experience the correct kind of emotional attitude in inner experience of Avas Hashem. But Avas Hashem demands that a person be drawn to a certain area of knowledge, you see. And what area of knowledge is that? That area of knowledge is what the Rambam explains in the Yisodei Atara, you see, it means to say, like the Navi says, it means a person who has that experience, the experience has to draw him to a certain area of knowledge, and that area of knowledge is the universe. That area of knowledge is Maisa Bereshis. That's Koach Masav Higid Liyano. So you see, there is no contradiction really between the Rambam and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. Just like if you understand, that's exactly what the Sefri says. The Sefri says, "V'hoyu Advarim Ha'Ela Shenach Mitzav Chayom Alav Avecha." That if a person studies the Mitzvah Satara, he's drawn into a certain realm of thought, which gives him a certain quality, and a certain quality of hanah, a certain type of hanah, which is a very special kind of hanah. But this hanah is the maisa hamitzvah of Avas Hashem. But this hanah draws a person close to God, and it causes him to involve himself in the chachma of the universe. And into seumar menechem urumi bora ela. So it is when the Rambam in the Yisodei HaTorah describes it, he's describing it fully in its full blown form. Shemitoch haTamakir b'misha Omar v'hoya ha'olam. It means that the ultimate experience is found in a study of the knowledge of the universe. That is where this experience ultimately finds itself. It's an interesting thing. But I saw that the physicist Weinberg, which Nobel Prize winner, he writes in his book. He's an Ein Mamon. But he says that only physicists talk about. He says of all the subjects, only physicists talk about the mind of God. He says it's a natural thing in physics. See, he's right, but he's wrong, of course. And he's wrong because, and we'll get back to it in a moment, to what Maisa Bereshis is, because his concept of Maisa Bereshis is not what we mean by Maisa Bereshis. But he's right. that, and that's what the Navi says, that the study of the universe is the study that brings man closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no stira really between the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Rambam and the Yad HaZakah. And basically it's the Sifri. The Voya Dvar Ma'ila is Mitzvah Satara. But Mitzvah Satara brings in the into the Leva Odom, is Koveya and the Leva Odom, the experience of Avas Hashem, and this ultimately brings him to a state in which he studies the universe, and in the study of the universe he finds, in his knowledge of the universe, in Maisa Bereshis, he finds himself in the ultimate state of Avas Hashem. It's not a stira. Rambam Sefer Mitzvah is talking about the Maisa HaMitzvah, but the Rambam in the Yad is showing you the whole form of the Avas Hashem. That's why, like the Radak says, any person, what Chazal say, a person that can study the universe and doesn't study the universe, is also a sapanina. It means to say that if a person has no interest in the universe, basically, he has no interest in Maaseh Hashem, and he really has no connection to Avas Hashem. That's basically what the Rambam is saying. It's what the Navi says. You don't need a more clear pasuk than that. So it means to say if a person is not interested in the universe, he's not interested in Hashemayim Masabim Kvod Kael, he's in the Maaseh Yadav Magad Rakia. So it means to say what the Rambam is saying in the Yad is that ultimately, an individual who is on the true level, the true philosophical level, must have an interest in Maaseh Hashem. As Paul Hashem Lo Ro Maaseh Yadav Lo Bitu means, if he's not attracted to that area of knowledge, if he's able to, I mean, not everybody's capable, but insofar as a person is capable, is able to, if he's not engaged, if that area doesn't draw him, so then it's a lack. It says, Paul Hashem lo ro masi yadav lo bitu. He has no interest. He has no interest in Kol Shemayim. Yes? I'm not saying two levels. Okay, yeah. Yeah, what I'm saying, one is the nature of the experience, let's put it this way, one is the psychological experience of Avas Hashem, and the other one is the area which draws the person into, which expands and draws the person into this Avas Hashem and brings it out to the greatest degree. You understand what I mean? So that's what the Sifri means. What does it lead to? Misha Amar Vayolam. What's the answer? The answer is Vayar Dvar Meil is the beginning of the process, but that process ultimately has to eventuate in a knowledge of Misha Amar Vayolam. But the knowledge of Misha Amar Vayolam is impossible if the person doesn't study the Olam. It's not possible. That's Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's Koch Ma'aseh V'Gidlamo. Okay. Yes. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm going to get to in a minute. Okay, so the Rambam himself says in the well known Rambam, the end of Hilchos Teshuva. What does the Rambam say in the end of Hilchos Teshuva? He says. So that's exactly what we're saying. And it's the Sifri. And there's no contradiction between the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Rambam and the Yad. It's just the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs directing himself to the experience, and the Rambam and the Yad is directing himself to the whole full-fledged phenomenon where this experience unravels in the backdrop of Maaseh Bereishis. You understand the thing? Okay. Yeah. Now the question, I want to explain something that's important here. What is the Maisa? What is the subject matter that the Rambam says that a person should study? So, and he says, Kefi koach sheyesh ba'adam, which means to say, first of all, not everybody is fit to study the subject, apparently. It's not something that everybody is capable of. You see, Chazal say that Maisa Bereshis is something which is not, which most people are not capable of engaging in. So it would be wrong for people to close the Gemaras and open up a physics book. That's not Maisa Bereshis. Maisa Bereshis is not physics, you see. Although you can't have Maisa Bereshis without physics. Okay? In other words, like this. See, Maisa Bereshis is a study of the universe, but just like the Rambam says, that in order to study Torah properly, and again, if a person studies Torah improperly, so then he could lose everything. But to study Maisa Bereshis properly, again, presupposes a certain kind of knowledge. Just like Torah itself presupposes a certain kind of knowledge, Maisa Bereshis also presupposes a certain kind of knowledge. The proof is very simple, because the Rambam says lefichach tzor chaodam liyachir atzmo lahovin alhasko b'chachmos utfunas amadim laskona. If it were the study of physics, so it would mean every physicist would be a mamin b'kadosh baruch hu, because he's studying chachmos utfunas amadim laskona. So amadim laskona is not a simple matter. It's not a person can spend his life in studying particle physics. It doesn't mean that he's going to be makir b'misham avahaya olam. And you see, there are many physicists that, on the contrary, they deny existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A certain framework of knowledge, just like Torah itself presupposes a certain framework of knowledge. And if a person will enter into Torah and think that he could take the Chumash and just learn it on his own without any Masorah, without any knowledge that's necessary as a prerequisite, so he could become an apikaris. Okay, the same thing is true of Maisa Bereshis. What exactly is Maisa Bereshis? What exactly is Maisa Bereshis? The answer is Maisa Bereshis is that subject matter that's Modia La'odom Eskono. It is not simply physics. It is not simply physics. Okay? Now, the question is, do we have this subject matter? That's the question. The Rambam apparently had it. Because the Rambam held it was a mitzvah. The Rambam himself was osek in the subject matter, which is Modia La'askana. So the answer is that what we call physics is not Maisa Bereshis, because Maisa Bereshis is a certain kind of knowledge that is the facts and the ideas of physics fit into it, but it is something which is beyond, which is a scope beyond physics. It is intricately tied with metaphysics, you see. That's the true Maisa Bereshis. And that's why today we don't have the subject of Maisa Bereshis. We don't have the subject of Maisa Bereshis. We have physics, but we don't have the subject of Maisa Bereshis. Nevertheless, an individual who would have Maisa Bereshis would participate in the knowledge of physics that we have. It would be a component of the entire structure. But Maisa Bereishis is not just raw physics, what we call physics. Maisa Bereishis is a subject that is more encompassing. It is physics, but it is a tie between physics and metaphysics and demands certain metaphysical logical principles. If the person has access to those true principles, then they have access to Maisa Bereishis. Okay?
You say that now we don't have it. We don't have it any longer in the subject matter. So, interesting, in Kalt Masa and Yidlamo, that script by which we came into a nation, there wasn't much God that we should keep that very thing by which we emerged as a nation of God.
Well, I mean, let me quote the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, the Lashon HaRamban, I mean, Ramban makes it very clear. The Ramban really addresses the same problem. He says, Vasipa b'mashen nivra b'yom rishon amashen nasa umanasa b'yom sheni shayom varichus b'yitziras ha'odam v'chava v'chatan v'onsh v'sipa ganeden v'ger shodom kol ze lo yuvan bina shlema min ha'kosav v'kol shkein sipa dar mavdar floge. He says that the tishah ha'yedia li'yechidim shabahem Allah l'moshe misinai yematar shabal peh. Okay? Yeah, it's true. The knowledge is only for certain yechidim. That's correct. You're right about that. The knowledge is only for certain yechidim. Maisa Bereishis, the Rambam knew Maisa Bereishis. It's only for certain yechidim. But nevertheless, why was it included? That's what Yitzchak said. Why was it included in the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Nevuah of the Torah itself? Because even though we don't have it, most of us don't have it, but it exists. And a person has to know that it does exist, and a person has to know that there is such a subject, and that subject is of the greatest importance, and that subject matter is what ties an individual, ultimately ties him into the mitzvah, the ultimate form of the mitzvah of Avodas Hashem. That is true. That we can't deny. That the Novi says, Hashemayim Misapim Kol Kelam Masi Yadav Magad Arakia, Sumar Menechem Arun Mi Bora Ela, and if a person simply does not have an attitude, doesn't have the proper framework and attitude towards Maisa Bereishis, then he's completely off course. He's missing the Yesod HaDos. You say, you have to understand something, that the Yesod HaDos really teach us and guide us in the proper direction. That's the importance of the Yesodos, because they guide us and they direct our minds in the proper frame, in the proper direction. Without that direction, the person is completely lost. But it doesn't mean that everyone that has the Yesod HaDos necessarily understands can follow the direction ultimately. That's a different kind of a process. That process could be only for Yechidim. It's not necessarily for all of Klal Yisrael. But for all of Klal Yisrael, it's necessary to know what exactly the framework is. That's something which nobody can. If anybody denies the framework, then he's completely removed from the whole fundamentals of the Torah. If a person will say that the ultimate subject matter for man is something other than Maisa Bereishis, than the study of the universe, and if a person will say that the proper study of the universe is not the backdrop, was not the material, the substance of knowledge which ties man to God, then he's denying Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Ves Haaretz. Then he's denying that Yesod. It doesn't mean if he doesn't have the knowledge, he doesn't have access to the knowledge, he's not denying the Yesod, but he unfortunately doesn't have access to it. Not everybody has access to it, and not everybody that could have access to it is capable of studying it also. It's a very difficult, like the Ramban says, it's only for Yechidim. It's only for Yechidim. But what is not for Yechidim, what is for everyone, is to know this idea, to know this Yisod. That's for everyone. Mitoch kach atamakim b'mi sham avoy. Every Jew says, Baruch sham avoy olam, every morning. He doesn't understand too much about it. But he knows one thing. He knows that the Hashamayim Misaprim Kvod Kael, that a true knowledge of the universe is the way that a person reaches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to see Maaseh Hashem, and if a person has the ability to see Maaseh Hashem, and he wants to make light of it, that the study of the universe is nothing, then he's denying the Yesod Yadas. If a person doesn't have access to the knowledge, he can't study it, that's something else. That we hold, and in Yahadus we hold, that we have the most profound Yesodos. We don't dilute the Yesodos to accommodate our weaknesses. Okay, the Yesodos must stand firm. What the Yesodos are, if we, because of our weaknesses, we don't have access to the full benefit of the Yesodos, that's something we can't do anything about. I mean, we have weaknesses. We're only boss of a dumb, and we find ourselves in a certain situations. And this is Hashgachas Hashem. We can't do anything about it. You see. But because of our weakness to deny the Yesodos, that is a terrible thing. Then the person is completely off course. Okay? That's really what that's really what Rabbi Yitzchok was saying. That's why every week we celebrate B'ri Shemayim V'aretz. How much do we understand of B'ri Shemayim V'aretz? What the Ramban says, even the greatest Chacham is Tipa Shebayam. But we celebrate B'ri Shemayim V'aretz because we know that that's the Yesod of Nishama Vaya Olam, Bracious Bar Lakim, that the universe is created Yesh Me'ayin. I mean, that's Yisod Ados. And we know that there are Chachamim that have access or had access to this knowledge, and through it they arrived at the highest level of human existence. And if a person will deny that fundamental principle, then he's denying the Yisod Ados. If a person is unable to do it, that's something else. He can't. Not everybody is as capable of doing it. But you don't accommodate the system of the Torah to your weakness. That's against the whole approach of Yadus. Okay, so the Yesod is extremely important. Okay, any other questions? Yeah.
What you were saying before regarding the person who's not interested in is that indicative
that
he's never had the experience of Avos Hashem, or that he may have
been
a defective character in some other way?
I give you a lot of reasons. I mean, I want to give you a list. I give you a lot of reasons, yes. Because apparently the Maisa Makava is something which is the reason why Maisa Makava is left out of it. Because Maisa Merkava can only be attained through Nevoah. Can't know without Nevoah. So that's not in a person's hands. I mean, of course, on a certain level, Nevoah is in a person's hand, but that's a different kind of thing.
Maisa Bereishis, you couldn't know without.
A person can know. Se'um mora meinecham uru mi bora ela, amotzi b'mispat zvom is something that a person can know through knowledge. Maisa Makav is pure metaphysics, can only be known through Nevoah. Correct. That's correct. It seems like, yeah. Sure. That's the Ram. Ketzer with there. Ketzer with there. Ram doesn't say anything about Maisa Makav. It's just about my inspirations. Yeah. No. That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, person has level to do it.
That's
course is an efficient cause. Mm-hmm. That's course is an efficient cause.
There was just one time,
because
they
once had it, because
now you're saying we don't, in God's habit, nor do we have even Yechidim anymore, it's been lost. Other than we have a proper attitude. All that's left, the remnant of it is just the attitude.
That's correct. The remnant is the Yisod. That is there. That's it. The Rambam had it. The Rambam had it, yes. Okay. Yes.
It would seem that the person's level of knowledge of physics plays a much smaller role in
the understanding. That's correct. That is true. That's a very good point. The person's knowledge of physics in a particular way is less important than the fundamentals of the system. Because facts are something that are unraveled through the Doros and through the generations. But the basic principles, you see, are more important. One of the principles I mentioned last week is the principle of Zman, of time. you see that that's a Masora from all HaChamim, that Zman is not something which, as people imagine, exists outside the universe, but it's a part of the creation. It's a part of the creation. And that everyone says, Ramban amazingly states it, I mean, couldn't state it any clearer, that the moment you have the material world, the material universe, is Yesh Bo Tfisas HaZman. That's the Lashon HaRamban. So that you see is a Yesod, and that Yesod was known. I mean, everyone. Even so, the Groh mentions also. Matter of fact, the Groh says a beautiful pshat. The Groh says that all the questions that why it says Bereishis, why it says Bereishis, and the Groh disagrees with Rashi on this. Why it says Lashon Bereishis? Why it doesn't say Barishona? So the Groh says very beautifully. He says because Barishona would not be right. Of course, Rishon excludes that which is Shani, but it doesn't exclude anything outside that realm. In other words, Rishon, the word Rishon simply shows you this is first and this is second, but it doesn't exclude other existences. It's just an ordering process. But Rishis is the very fundamental of the beginning of all existence. So he says the word Rishis is precisely the word, because Rishis means to exclude any pre-existing existence. You see, anything pre-existing. Beautiful girl. Because Bereishis is, the word Bereishis is very precise. It couldn't be Barishona. Because Barishona would mean, Barishona only excludes, as it Rishon in opposition to Shani. Bereishis is in opposition to any existence at all. It's the beginning. Bereishis. It's an exclusion to Zman and to any kind of existence. So the word Bereishis is precise, is exact. I mean, but that Yesod, that fundamental idea, which I mentioned, really wasn't shown scientifically, in the scientific world, wasn't shown until the theory of relativity. But the idea we have straight from a Masorah, that is something that we have from the Masorah of Maaseh Bereishis, that fundamental principle. And if physicists throughout the ages assume that time can exist outside of the universe, they were mistaken. And we knew it not from physics, but we knew it because Maikos Koch Masav Higid Lamo. So certain fundamental principles were given over to us. I mean, you see that there are certain things that are mentioned in Psukim that was not known to the ancient world. For instance, Tol Eretz Al Blima. Okay, Tol Eretz Al, you say in the Piyot. Pio is mentioned. Tol Eretz Al Blima Chaya Kaya Nora Amar V'Kadosh. Why Tol Eretz Al Blima? Because Tol Eretz Al Blima means that the earth is suspended in the midst of nothingness, which is contrary to a person's intuition insofar as the physical world is concerned. Because intuitively you feel you have to have something that you stand on. But the Eretz, the earth, is suspended in the midst of nothingness. Tol Eretz Al Blima. But Tol Eretz Al Blima wasn't really known until a much later date than the Pasuk in Iyot. Okay, and there are many things that indicate, and for instance, HaMachadish B'tuva B'chol Yom Tam Masav Reishis. So what do we say? We say, Ka'omo La'osei Aram Gedolim. Okay, what does it got to do with it? Ka'omo La'osei Aram Gedolim. What does it got to do with Machadish B'tuva B'chol Yom Tam Masav Reishis? So what we mean by Machadish B'tuva B'chol Yom Tam Masav Reishis, of course, is a reference to the fact that everything that exists, the existence of the universe, hinges on only on God. And it doesn't have its own support. It doesn't exist by itself. But what does it mean? Machadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tam maaseh reishis ka'omor la'osei orim gedolim. What does it got to do with orim gedolim? Why doesn't it just say that you have the universe, ka'omor b'reishis b'ol hakimus, from Avos Haaretz, you see? But li'osei orim gedolim and not la'osa orim gedolim, it means that the processes that go on in the nuclear furnaces of the stars are the processes that were involved in Maaseh Bereishis. That's what it means, la'osa orim gedolim. But how was such a thing known? I mean, how did the author of Tehillim know la'osei orim gedolim, that the orim gedolim is the place that these processes that go on there are the very processes that were involved in the Maisa Bereshis, and to point to it and say, Machadish Mitula Bachoyim and Tama Maisa Bereshis, Kamala Osa, Erin Gedolim, how did he know that? Because there was a Mesorah of Maisa Bereshis. Because there was a Mesorah of Maisa Bereshis. And that Mesorah, we don't have that Mesorah. We lost it. So the Ram mentions in Perek Yizayin of Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Ram mentions that all the Yom Tovim are based on Greek geometry, Greek mathematics. But the Rama mentions, but there was a Mesorah, he says, that existed that we lost. And the Rama mentions it. So the fact that there was such a Mesorah is really what Rabbi Yitzchak said, Koach Masav Higid Lamo, that Maisa Bereshis was a part of the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveyed to Klal Yisrael. And although it was lost, although that knowledge was lost, there are certain things that we do have, but the important thing is the concept and the yesod that Maisa Bereshis is the avenue through which an individual is makir b'misham avrei olam, and that the Navi says repeatedly. That yesod is what is significant. That yesod is what is significant. Even though we don't have the subject matter, but the yesod is extremely significant. And to deny that yesod is really to deny the yesod of Kol Torah Kulo. That's what's important. Okay, I mean, there are certain things that become clear to us through later knowledge of the universe. For instance, I'll give you an example. For instance, Yotzer Or Varech Hoshech. So the question is, Yotzer Or, we understand. But what is Varech Hoshech? Why is Hoshech a creation? Hoshech is simply the absence of light. You see, Hoshech is simply the absence of light. So, I mean, the question was raised by many people, and throughout the ages, many tried to answer the question. But today, we know what it means. Because Choshech means empty space. And empty space would never exist without the creation. And that's what I mentioned to you last week, that when they asked Albert Einstein to summarize his theory as simply as possible, he says, before me it was thought that time and space exist without the universe. He said, I showed that time and space cannot exist without the universe. So therefore, empty space, blackness, empty space where there's nothingness, only exists because of the creation. Space itself is a creation. Space itself is a creation. That's Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech. Without the Bria, there would be no Choshech. There would be no emptiness. You see, it couldn't exist. So there are certain psukim that come to light and that we understand through, we lost the Maisa Bereshis that we had is lost, it's true. But there are certain things that we understand as science progresses, so certain things we understand that we find in the Psukkim of Nevi'im. But this indicates one thing. It indicates Koach Masov Higid Liamo. I mean, that's Rabbi Yitzchak. That this knowledge was given to Klal Yisrael because it's a very important knowledge. It's the knowledge which ties man ultimately to Yedias Hashem, and to deny that fact is to deny the Yisod Yadas. But at the same time, we recognize that we're very distant and very remote from the knowledge of Maisa Bereshis, and we don't really have it. So we don't really have it. Only rare yechidim, like the Ramban says. But it doesn't mean, because we don't have it, like the Ramban says in the Maran Avuchim, there are people that if they don't have the knowledge, so they say the knowledge is insignificant. If they don't know mathematics, so mathematics has no value. I mean, that's to accommodate knowledge to your own weaknesses. That's wrong. That's something which Yehadus is against. But that's the basic idea. Okay, any questions? Yeah.
How do you know that Raman had a knowledge of my civilization? You just said before also that you said part of it was lost by the Yom Tov. Is there any proof for
The proof is, no, what the Rambam says is, and then that's what I said what I spoke about last time was the spoke about before, is the Rambam says that a person has to be miyachid zman in the sciences that I'm a din lo askano, and the Rambam definitely did it. There's no question about it. So you see, the Rambam had it because the Rambam knew what he's talking about. He's saying the knowledge that he had was directly showed him yidiyas Hashem, and that is the knowledge.
So, if we know Maaseh Bereishis, if we could know Maaseh Bereishis, could you know what Sefer Vavol is?
Mm-hmm. If you know Maaseh Bereishis, you can. I mean, of course, the more you know, the more you know. I mean, what do you understand? Why are you picking Sefer Vavol?
What about the action?
Whatever you know. Yes.
Nothing is the same.
Okay. that's the basic. That's the basic idea. That's the basic principle.
You know, you mentioned that you know, the fact of time connection is always that it's under a certain heading in your book.
Yeah.
So the theme of Kohelas, so how does that, what you go to that?
No, the theme of Kohelas is simply how we got into this was because from Kohelas you see that even though there's important knowledge, not all important knowledge is part of Nevoah. That's where it starts. That's the start from Kohelas. Okay.
Right, no, but which meaning to say that the fact of time is the sort of that time is an accident that fits under the sort of you know, in some other, you know, the Masoretion, and we know it has to be accidental, but we won't necessarily know how.
Oh, you mean time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just in that respect.
Correct.
So just the psychological theme in Kohelas,
yeah,
has to be under Yisod also. It has to be under a specific sort of.
Oh, you mean what I said last week, that all the knowledge fits into Torah?
Yeah,
so
what is that fit
under? I understand your question. You want to know how the knowledge of Kohelas,
right,
where, how it's subsumed under Torah,
right,
itself.
Right.
I know, but first we have to go through Kohelas. Okay. We'll come back to it. Yes.
In terms of the Torah,
I'll show you that the knowledge, that the knowledge in Kohelas is represented in Torah, is represented there as well, even though it was not transmitted through a Masorah of Nevoah. Yes.
Would be
a guide in a way. Yes, I mean, of course, but it doesn't necessarily mean that through the study of the mitzvahs that you're going to arrive at that knowledge. That would be a mistake to say that through studying Bava Kamma you're going to arrive at a knowledge of physics. It's not true. But the experience in other words, God's chachma is all, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you could see an individual, so far as a human being is capable, he can see Chachmas Hashem in the universe, he can see Chachmas Hashem in the Torah. Because it's all one source. It's all one source. I mean, the first bracha is Amei Elaretz and the Mechanesh Tuvachonet and Masereshi, the second bracha is Avas Al Maftano. So it's all Chachmas Hashem. So there is a certain commonality in the Chachmas Hashem that gives a person a certain experience. But that commonality is found in all Chachmas Hashem.
Right.
That's
so,
correct.
Since physics is a huge science, you can
spend all your
life studying some, you know, insignificant part of it. This experience.
That's not the right. In other words, the experience of Yedias Hashem through the Brio has to be tied to a certain. If a person would study a cell, spend his entire life studying a cell, he would not. He would not arrive at this. This type of a perspective. It's only through the study of the universe. Yeah.
You mentioned that the physicist Weinstein would express the idea that physicists like to think how God thinks, so we can get back to that mistake. We can get back to that mistake.
What is it?
You said the way that physicists like to talk the way God thinks, when you get back to that.
The mind of God.
Yeah. You see what he's saying is correct, that physics is the subject that, see, even he who doesn't really understand the fundamentals of Maaseh Bereishis, but still it shows you that the subject itself lends to a certain kind of, why does physics and only physics lend to that expression? That's because Maaseh Bereishis is very intricately tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just an indication of that fact. That's all I'm saying. that it is true that the fact that that is so, that only a physicist speaks about the mind of God, even unwillingly, so to speak, is because that subject matter is a demonstration of the fact that that subject matter is intricately bound to the Yedias Hashem. And that's why they talk that way, because they're tapping into that source, but incorrectly, because they don't have the principles of Maaseh Bereishis. You understand? But nevertheless, they sense there's something there, because it is true. Because you can't deny the fact that this subject matter is tied to Mishum Havayolam. So that's why they talk that way. It is correct. They are perceiving something. But although they don't have the fundamentals, they still are tapping into.
Those are the people that deny God, you know.
That's right. They deny God, but they can't help it, he says. They can't help it.
Weinberg is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's, oh, yeah, yeah. Tied, Mishama Vayolam, it is intricately bound to Yedias Hashem. So even a person who doesn't have the fundamentals, he's still tapping into a subject matter that's tied to that. So he has to speak that way. You see, he's forced into speaking that way. Okay? He's forced into speaking that way. There's one idea that I would that I think is significant, that that maybe I'll maybe I'll conclude this idea. I think maybe we'll leave next time. Yeah, by the way, there's a flip side to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says that means that according to the way we're interpreting, and the idea of Rashi and Rabbi Yitzchak, it really is not. It's much deeper than would seem on the surface. And the pasuk, the lashna pasuk, is mashma like that. Because koach masav higid la'amo loseis lahem nachlas goyim means literally, it doesn't sound like the pasuk is just trying to give an excuse for why we have Eretz Yisrael. The plain shot in the pasuk is on a much deeper level. At koach masav higid la'amo, why did he share with Klal Yisrael Maaseh Bereishis loseis lahem nachlas goyim? Through that knowledge, they are zochet to nachlas goyim. Of course, it serves also as an explanation. But it's not just an explanation, a political explanation, you understand? For a political explanation, you just feel safe. So that's all you need. But it's not a political explanation. It's a genuine explanation that we would not have Eretz Yisrael if it weren't for the fact that we're on the level that koach masav higid lamo, that we could share in the knowledge, insofar as humanly possible, of Maaseh Bereishis. And los islam nachlas, that's why they got the nachla. Of course, the answer is a true answer for others also. It serves as an answer for, but it's a true answer. It's not a political answer. I think the mistake many people make when they read Rashi, they think it sounds like, if you read it superficially, it sounds like a political answer. And so we just give a Kodesh Baruch Hu metarets himself, and we give false answers. No, the pasuk is very deep. Of course, Rashi can't go into it. Rashi just that's not his purpose in his pirush, to go in depth into ideas of Maaseh Bereishis. But he just quotes the Chazal. But when you understand it, you see that it's a very extremely deep idea here. It's not just an answer. But there's a flip side too, by the way, which is a simple thing. The flip side is that without this answer, there is no answer. In other words, that secular Zionism is not feasible. That's what it means. That's the flip side. Secular Zionism is absolutely not feasible. Why? Because there's no answer to the question Gazlanim Atam. If a person is a secular Zionist, he basically ipso facto has to admit that he's a Gazlan, and that's what the Yitzchak says basically. And you see, that's why the truth of the matter is that the early Zionists, they wanted to take another place. They didn't want to take Eretz Yisrael. Uganda, another place. They were right. They were right. It's great. They were right. If they're strictly according to Zionistic theory, they were right. Shouldn't have taken Eretz Yisrael because the Gazlanim. The only answer, and that is the problem today, and that's why the secular Zionists cannot answer that question. What right do you have to Eretz Yisrael? Stole it from the Arabs, and if necessary, the Rabbi Yitzchak says they'll go back to the Shiva Omos, and you'll never be able to answer the question. Yep, the only answer is the answer of Koach Masa of Higin Lamo. That is the only answer. And basically you have the Navi telling you that you can never answer this question. You don't need a greater authority. Yeah. You see that the problems that we face is this problem today. And there is the secular Zionist has no answer. There is no answer. Now, of course, one answer, the true answer, but that means the secular Zionist has to change his whole philosophy, his whole ideology. A serious change. It's an interesting thing. My brother sent me an article that they had in Eretz Yisrael in the papers where they dug up a letter or a conversation, I don't know what it was, they posed to Sigmund Freud about starting Eretz Yisrael in the late 20s or the early 30s, somewhere around there. So they asked him to help out because he was always very proud that he's a Jew, and he always tried to fight for Jewish causes. You know, he was a secular Jew, but he tried to fight for Jewish causes. So he said that Eretz Yisrael can never happen. Because, he says, the knowing psychology, he says, the Christian and the Arabs will never allow the Jew to have his religious places. And he says, therefore, it will never be able, there'll never be peace. Can never be peace. So he suggested, like the early Zionists, that they should take another place, a place that's unrelated to the religion of the Jew. Interesting. Yeah. It really shows you. He was speaking as a psychologist, but we have a deeper knowledge of it from the Navi. The Navi says there's no answer. That's the Koach Masa of Higin Lamo. But they both coincide. Yep. What I wanted to do is I wanted to mention that the idea I mentioned last week, we were talking about certain ideas in physics. Basic ideas in physics that I said that we, Klal Yisrael, really had a Mesorah of Maisa Bereshis. What that is, I said, we don't know. We don't know exactly what Maisa Bereshis is. Okay? And it's very dangerous for anybody to assume that he knows. And again, I'd caution against anyone trying to think that on his own he's going to be able to figure it out, because it's a very, very difficult subject. And like the Rambam says, without any guidance, a person can drown in it. And we today don't have any guidance in this area, so I would caution everyone against thinking that they know what Maisa Bereshis is. But nevertheless, this Yisod we have to know. I mean, the Yisod HaTorah we have to know. The Yisod, namely, that Maisa Bereshis, that there is a Maisa Bereshis, a science of Maisa Bereshis, which we were heirs to, and that this Maisa Bereshis is the highest level of perfection, and through it man attains his highest level of perfection. This is Les Mandapalik. But I just wanted to mention that the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, Agav Orcha, he happens to mention that we corroborate what we said, namely that there was a Maisa Bereshis, a kind, I use the word physics again loosely, but a kind of physics, which is a kind of a physics and a metaphysics, which we had. And he mentions this in the in chapter 11 of the second book. He says, in the end, it's not a philosophical point, just a factual point. He mentions Agav Orcha. We have already mentioned that these theories are not opposed to anything taught by our prophets or our sages. Our nation is wise and perfect, as has been declared by the Most High through Moses, who made us perfect. Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Then he says, but when wicked barbarians have deprived us of our possessions, put an end to our science and literature, and killed our wise men, we have become ignorant. This has been foretold by the prophets when they pronounced the punishment for our sins. The wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. We are mixed up with other nations. We have learnt their opinions and followed their ways and acts. The psalmist, deploring this imitation of the actions of other nations, says, and the Rama means in terms of thinking, they were mingled among the nations and they learned their works. Okay? And he continues bringing riot from the Divrei Nevi'im. But the Rambam basically makes it clear. It's clear from that paragraph in the Rambam what we said last week, namely that the Maisa, that there was a Maisa Bereshis that we had, which had the basic principles, contained the basic principles of Koach Maaseh V'Gilui Hamo, principles of physics, which we had, but which was lost. He again mentioned the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka in Perek Yizayin from Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Halacha Chav Dalet. The Tam Kol Elo HaChesbonos Neim Ma Mosif Min Yizel Neim Ma Gorin Veyach Noda Kol Dover Dover Me'elo Advorim V'Raya Al Kol Dover Dover Hi Chochmas Atkufos V'Gematrios Shechibru Bo Chachme Yovon Sforim Harbe V'Heim Anim Tzoyim Achshav B'Yad HaChachomet Aval Asforim Shechibru Chachme Yisrael Shehoyu B'Mei HaNeviim Mibnei Yisachar Lohi Diyo Eleno. That's what Rambam says. Perek Yitzayin of Eskidosh HaChodesh Allah Chavdala. So it was, there's less man the polling. No one argues on that concept. That mice, that we had our own mice of Bereshis, our own science of mice of Bereshis. It was a unique science. It embodied a knowledge of the universe in a certain way, where an individual who had this knowledge would be closest to the Yedias Hashem. Okay. There's one thing I want to mention about it, and that is that our understanding of the universe and God is totally different. Completely different than the religionist, the religious attitude. Completely differentiated. I just want to mention one point. Scientists always make a point about religion. They say that religion is constantly in a process of retreat. It's a retreating philosophy. Why? Because first of all, we don't understand something, so we say God did it. But then as we understand it, and we say, oh, so God did this, this is a part of the natural law. And now we say, okay, what's the next thing we don't understand? Oh, God did that. And then when you explain that, then you say, okay, so that we understand. But now we say God did the thing which we presently don't understand. So the scientists argue and they say that, you see, that religion is nonsensical. I mean, it's a retreating system. The more knowledge we gain, the less areas occupied by God. So God is in an ever retreating position. You see, that's the argument. That's one of the arguments of the scientists. I just want to say that argument has nothing to do with our religion whatsoever, and the whole argument is absurd, because for the religious person, which anyone who has religion besides Yahadus is simply either actual Avodah Zarah or it's Derech Avodah Zarah. It's the way of thinking of the Avodah Zarah. And in their minds, the whole idea of God is distorted. All they're looking for is miracles, and they're looking for wishful fantasies. You see, their idea of God is a wishful fantasy. So, of course, what they would like is God to simply come down from the heavens and do whatever they want. But no such God exists. But Yahadus maintains, I mean, and not by way of Medrash, but openly, according to Yahadus, that answer, which the scientists impute to the religionists, can no way be imputed to us. We would never be satisfied by saying something we don't understand, God did it. That's not satisfactory. That's not satisfactory. And we quote the Pasuk every day in the Me'il Aretz. What do we say? Morabo Masecha Hashem, Kulam B'chochmasi. So we would never be satisfied saying a religionist who has an idolatrous idea of God, for him he'd be happy to say that's it, because his God is that which satisfies his wishes. So all he needs is that what he wants should be done, you see. But in our system we say Marab Masecha Hashem Kulam B'chochma Sisa, which means to say, if somebody will say why is this particular thing so, and the scientists will not be able to understand it or to explain it, and what would we say? We wouldn't be happy to say that's God's will. Of course we know everything's God's will, but that would not suffice, because we'd have to say, we'd have one big question, but where is the Chachma? Marabu Masecha Hashem Kulam B'Chachma Asisa Mola Oretz Kinyanach. So it means to say that everything that we see that exists, when we don't understand it, we aren't satisfied with saying that's a religionist is satisfied with such a type of an answer. God did it. For us, that is true in a certain different sense, completely different sense, that nothing exists without the Creator. That's a different idea, totally different concept. But the two ideas should not be confused with each other. I mean, they're two completely different ideas. According to us, it's not enough to say that God did it. It doesn't satisfy us. Because it's, where's the Chachma? Kulam b'chachma sisa. We know God created everything. But if we don't see Chachma, then the Maaseh Hashem for us doesn't exist. It's Maaseh Hashem lo ro pol yadav lo yibidu. What does it mean? It means you weren't osek in the Chachmas Hashem. So that claim of the scientist against the religionist has nothing to do with our position. I just want you to understand that. The difference between the scientist and us is simply the nature of the chokhmah that we search for. Where the scientist, and not every scientist is this way, but a scientist that is an atheistic scientist is one that believes that everything can be explained from the universe itself without recourse to an external designer. Whereas we maintain that is not so, and that ultimately all chachma simply reflects the chachmas Hashem, which is external to the universe. That is the difference. That is the difference. But it's not a difference of whether there's chachma or not. You see, for that you could see right away, if you want to see the distinction between the derech of the Oved Avodah Zarah and the derech of Yahadus, you could see it right here in this very point. If the Avodah Zarah satisfied saying, that's it, they're God did it, that's it. There's nothing more. They're happy that you don't have any explanation. Because if you have an explanation to them, this means that this is denial of their God. Whereas with us, on the contrary, an explanation is a denial of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'shalom, exactly the opposite. An explanation is Marab Masecha Hashem Kulam B'chachma Sisa. That's where you see the Creator. That's where we gain knowledge. Yidias Hashem, insofar as it's possible for man. So our position is diametrically opposed to the position that the scientists impute to the religionists. Our position is completely different. And that's Koch Masav Higid Lama Los Islam Nachlas Gayim. I mean, that's basically what it means. So it means that we were given the ability to share through our Kadosh Baruch Hu's will to share in the idea of Maisa Bereishis, which is Maisa Lekim. That's the idea. But not the other idea. I mean, the other idea is the idea is Derech Avodah Zarah. That's why I say Avodah Zarah will never really combine their God with the Creator of the universe. There's very little connection. Because on the contrary, the universe is natural law. And what they're looking for is a fantasy and illusion. So fantasy and illusion are not usually always in contradiction, I mean, to the... to Chachma. But for us, it's identical. It's identical. Tainu Hach. Keitzari Aderach La'Avoso V'Yeraso.